Yes, hello there, friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and if you're somewhat new to this radio program, Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Friend, it is so good to see you. I sure hope and pray that you are enjoying your Sunday. How's the weekend come along? Pretty good? Yeah, I hope you have a chance to enjoy some family time and some downtime sometime today. And our theme for today, we're actually continuing our series entitled Being Thankful. Yeah. Of course, this is what, the second weekend of the month of November, and of course, Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Yeah, be sure to get those plans in, by the way. Yeah, so we're continuing our series on being thankful. So I hope you can join me for this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord. Worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. He is our God. He is our God. We are the people of His pasture. He is our God. He is our God. We are the sheep of His hand. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
Listening to Sunday Worship. Hey there, it's Joey Kroll spending some time with you right here on Great News Radio. We are continuing our series today entitled Being Thankful. Luke chapter 17, verses 15 and 16 says, "And one of them, when he had saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan." Oh, I love that passage. See, in ancient times, lepers were social outcasts because of their highly contagious disease. And in this passage, 10 lepers came to Jesus begging for mercy, and he graciously healed them. Can you imagine? These lepers had an awful disease. Their bodies were slowly deteriorating, and worse, they were shunned from their friends and family and forced to live in a community of only those who were too withering away. Suddenly, merciful Jesus came along, and poof, the sickness left them. How life-changing! These people must have felt overjoyed. Now, they could go back to their families, their homes, and their communities and live normal lives. But as I reread this passage in Luke chapter 17, only one of them returned to thank the Lord. It said that he fell down to his face and praised God in a loud voice. See, we too must thank God, for every good and perfect gift comes from him. And he deserves all the honor and all the glory. And as a matter of fact, one of the cornerstones of effective prayer is entering his gates. Come on now with thanksgiving and praise. Friend, let's start thanking God for all of his goodness towards us. Because it's easy to get caught up in the blessing, but let's not forget about the blessor.
My Jesus, I love thee, I know. Thou art mine. For thee all the fires of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. I love thee because thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon.
This is Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Hello, friend. It's Joey spending some time with you on your weekend. How's the weekend coming along for you? Pretty good? Yeah? Yeah, we actually got back from Chicago late last night. We surprised my grandma for her birthday party yesterday, and it's just so neat to just surprise her because she's a people person. She loves when her family's just around her, and she just feels so loved. So we decided, actually, it was my mom that decided to come up with a surprise birthday party. So we surprised her at her favorite restaurant yesterday, and she felt so loved, and she cried, and it was really, really good. It was one of those great milestones that I know she'll look back on and just feel so loved and blessed by her family. So it was a good time yesterday. So hopefully you had a great time with loved ones yesterday. We're continuing our series today, by the way, on being thankful in honor of Thanksgiving, coming up much sooner than you think. Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, and it says, "From Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to whom who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father, to him be the glory and power forever and ever. Amen." I love that. Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. One day, a passerby saw a homeless man on the roadside. He stopped for a moment to hand him some loose change and casually said, "God bless you, my friend." "I thank God," said the homeless man. "I'm never unhappy." "What do you mean?" the passerby asked. "Well," he said, "when the sun is out, I thank God. When it rains, I thank God. When I am full, I thank God. And when I'm hungry, I thank God. And since God's will is my will, and whatever pleases him pleases me, why should I say that I am unhappy when I am not?" The man looked at him in this astonished look and said, "Who are you?" "I am a king," he said. "Where, then where is your kingdom?" asked the man. "In my heart," the homeless man replied. "Yes, we can have nothing, yet have it all." Isn't that true? So often we focus on what we have and forget who we are. The two are not related at all. What we have or don't have has nothing to do with who we are. The word says that we are kings and priests. Just read that in Revelation chapter 1. Let's give all of our concerns to the Lord and see ourselves as he does, kings and priests. Thank God in every circumstances, and there we will find our victory.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself. That is void.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. That's right. You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey spending some time here with you. We are continuing our series today entitled Being Thankful. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16, 17, and 18 says, "Rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." You know, in today's world, many people seem to have forgotten about this wonderful word, thankful. Some of us are thankful when times are good, but as soon as anything bad creeps into our lives, this word tends to be thrown to the curb. There are many times in life that just do not go the way we would like it, right? Can I get an amen on that? But we must remember that this is God's path for us. I know that when the going gets tough, it's hard to be thankful. Personally, I know it's hard to be thankful, but God says to give thanks in all circumstances. Why should we give thanks in all circumstances? Well, besides this being the will for us in Christ Jesus, we should all be thankful that we are here and are in some way, shape, or form part of God's plan. Being thankful in all circumstances will make us start to realize how blessed we are. We may not ever be the best athlete in the world, have millions of dollars or a huge house, but we can be thankful for what we have been blessed with, whether it's our health, family, friends, animals, children, and the list goes on and on. There is no reason not to be thankful in any circumstances. So friend, today, remember to be thankful for what you have and use what you have to maximize your potential for God.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above, humbly.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Yeah, that's right. You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey here with you on this November the 11th, 2012. Tomorrow, of course, is Veterans Day. So if you are a veteran, thank you so much for your service to our country. And friend, thank you so much for letting me spend some time with you as part of your weekend. Yeah, as we continued our series entitled Being Thankful. I pray that you have a chance to really enjoy some downtime this weekend, also some family time, some time for the remainder of our day today. Friend, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. If there's anything you need from me, maybe a prayer request or even a song request, feel free to drop me a line. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's Joey, J-O-E-Y, @greatnewsradio.org. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.